Okay, so with all this said above, I must admit I'm a very strong-willed person and I always see the cup half full and not half empty. But I also knew that Herbalife was my only solution to earning an income in the future, as I didn't want to go back to hairdressing that I started out when I was very young. So my mindset immediately went from part-time to a very full-time attitude, and I knew that I needed to seriously get to work. I've got to commit, I've got to be dedicated, and I've really got to put my mind to this business now full-time. I have no safety net anymore. And as we all have challenges in life, I was going through a couple of serious challenges above a cheating husband. I was working and looking after my mom. She was 78 years old. A year prior to deciding to go through my divorce, my older brother was murdered on a farm in Rustenburg. He breeded with dogs. And my mom was living with him. She had Alzheimer's as my dad had passed away 2 or 3 years prior to that. So with my brother being murdered on the farm, my mom was left to die. She was left in the bathroom for 9 days without food and water. She didn't even open the tap for a sip of water because of her Alzheimer's and dementia. And they only found the crime scene after 9 days. That's a story all of its own, but I had to look after my mom after that, dealing with knowing I'm going to be filing for divorce some other time. And I was seriously looking after my mom that was really ill. And then when I decided to go through with the divorce, I locked myself up in my room and I was just doing my Herbalife and staying in my room. I neglected my body, landed up in hospital, and that's when my children said, "I'm not going back to that house." They went, they got my clothes and toiletries, stayed with my son that was getting married within 3 weeks, having to sit around a table as if nothing's wrong, next to my ex-husband. It was very, very challenging. And I stayed with my son for about 3 weeks, and then I found a little place of my own. I only had my couple of things that I've taken with me, so I was literally sitting in an empty apartment on the floor, eating my food all alone. At the age of 52 years old, you don't grant anybody that's dedicated their life to their children and their family to live in that situation. And I absolutely isolated myself for an entire year, working with a very positive mindset. Nobody actually knew what I was going through, looking after my mom. And then my mom fell even more ill and had to go through a mastectomy. I didn't have an easy divorce. I didn't get much out of my divorce, but I worked very hard and persistently and with a very positive mindset. And I actually tripled my income as I'm sitting here today. I earn well over 100,000 every month, and that's due to hard work, dedication, and a burning desire. My first vision that I had was I want to purchase myself a house, and I done just that. At the end of this month, on my birthday, I would have been living in this house now for 2 years. It was the biggest gift I bought for myself, and I've traveled the world 14 times already through all this. 6 fully paid vacations, 4 president team retreats. And that was wonderful, being able to share this journey with Herbalife. Herbalife is like just the light at the end of the tunnel. The positivity in Herbalife, the people of Herbalife, the love, the support, the structure, the marketing plan, everything is there. And if you use it and work it, life is just like so bright. And I just believe that you qualify for everything. You go for every promotion. You qualify for every fully paid vacation. You qualify for every gala dinner. You qualify for every single event that there is. And that is just what I lived by. And I have an absolute FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't want to miss out on all the fun. So I actually just went on, qualified for everything, and loved, loved, loved every minute of it. And Herbalife literally saved my life. It took me from being a nobody to a somebody. It took me from a woman not earning any income within the family business to a woman earning over 100,000 every month, financial freedom, knowing that my future is just bright. And this is the message I want to send to you people on this group tonight. Don't have an excuse mentality. Have a winner's mentality. When things get hard, get tougher. When things seem difficult, ask your sponsor. Find out there's always a solution to everything. And go for your dreams, you know. And so I'm really living the dream. I love every minute of my life, and I love Herbalife. And at the moment, with everything going on in the world with the coronavirus, we're having our events online. How easy is it to plug into an online event to get your interested people onto calls and send through WhatsApp trainings and everything? So we've got no reason to not move forward and grow. So I'm very, very excited about Herbalife. I know I'm going one way, and that's to the top. Taking a lot of people with me, building on their dreams and making their dreams come true. I've got a huge, huge organization, and we're one big happy family. And yeah, just make that decision. And work side by side with the person that invited you on this call. And you'll realize that, you know, the support is incredible. In December, I was in France, Lyon, with my partner. And he asked me to marry him. We got engaged in France. And now I've got a friend and a partner that would, or a future husband that is going to want to live my dream with me as well. So I'm very excited. The future, the Millionaire Team Retreat has been postponed. I would have gone to London end of July for a fully paid treat over there. And our fully paid vacation to Turkey and Dominican has also been cancelled due to the virus. So we're just waiting to hear what incentives we're going to get there, or if it's also going to be postponed. But Herbalife is just one massive, awesome organization. And make the decision tonight. Get back to the person that invited you to this call. And if you're already a member, then no matter what happens, no matter what difficulties there are, rise above it and move forward. Okay, you guys, it was great being a guest speaker, and love you all. Keep well.